you must select a partner to help. And select the right partner, not a wrong one, but the right one. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9, it is better to have a partner than to go it alone. Two are better than one. And so what you need to do is you need, if you have a dream, you need to get somebody else involved in it. Get a friend. Get a family. I would recommend somebody from your small group. Get somebody to share your dream with, who will encourage you and work with you. Everybody needs a partner.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Getting Your Ship Out of the Harbor.
How many people have you seen who had this great dream and they read one success motivation book after another and the dreams never happen? Why? Because you need more than positive thinking. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Take supernatural help. It's all about surrender. So let me again ask you a very personal question. Have you been trying to sail through life on your own power? Have you been trying to sail through life on your own power for the last few months? And you wonder why you're not getting anywhere, because the wind's dead. It's down right now. I want you to pray and make it a prayer. Say, God, work through me. The third thing you need to do, if you're going to get your ship out of the harbor, is you need to set some faith goals. Set some faith goals. The Bible says God works in our lives according to faith. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. The Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Bible says that faith is how we're justified by Christ. And to begin in getting your ship out of the harbor, what you've got to do is you first have to decide what's important and what's not. What matters and what doesn't matter. What's going to last and what doesn't last. And then set some goals around the things that last. The truth is, folks, a lot of what we do ain't going to matter 5 years from today. Shoot, a lot of what we do ain't going to matter 5 minutes from now. We do a lot of things in life that just aren't going to count. And if you're going to get your ship out of the harbor, you got to spend more time doing the things that are going to last, that God says are going to last for eternity, and do fewer things that aren't going to really matter a year or 10 years or even a week from now. Now, once you've figured out what matters most, then you set some faith goals. Now, the Bible says this. There in your outline, Jesus said, well, first look at the first verse, Proverbs 17:24. An intelligent person aims at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many directions. Now, that means you have to know, really, as I said, what matters and what doesn't matter. Then, the next verse, Jesus says in Matthew 9, according to your faith, it will be done to you. This is one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible, because God says you get to choose how much I bless your life. You got a little faith, I'll bless your life a little. You put a medium-sized faith in me, I'll give you a medium-sized blessing. Put great faith in me, then I'll bless you greatly. Put an enormous trust in me, I will bless you enormously. God says, you choose the cup and I'll fill it. Little teacup, 5 gallon jug, 100 gallon barrel, whatever you give me, I'm going to fill up. How much do you trust God? That determines the blessing in your life. Little trust, little blessing. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, how do you exercise faith? Well, one of the ways you do it is by setting faith goals. A goal is simply a statement of faith. A goal is when you say, God, I believe you're telling me that you want me to accomplish this by such and such a date. And it's really going to stretch me to do it. It's really going to stretch me. But I believe this is what we need to do. And a goal is an evidence of faith. And so you set faith goals. What is a faith goal? F-A-I-T-H. I wrote it down there on your outline. A faith goal is focused, attainable, individual, trackable, and heartfelt. A faith goal is different than another normal goal setting because of these things. First, it's focused. That means it's specific. And by the way, saying, I want to be more or I want to be less, that's not specific. How do you measure that? More, less. Now, it needs to be very specific. And then it needs to be attainable. That means it's possible, it's practical. If you set an unrealistic goal, you're not going to accomplish it. You just get discouraged. It needs to be individual. A faith goal is a personal goal. You cannot set goals for your husband. Anybody awake? You cannot set goals for your children. You cannot set goals for your employees. You cannot set goals over that which you do not have any control. The only person you can set goals for are you. Now, you can get ownership of goals, but you have to start with you. What are your own personal goals? And then it has to be trackable. That means you set a goal that's got a deadline on it. You set a date. Don't have a date on it, it's not a goal. Did you hear that? If you don't have a date on it, it's not a goal. You have to put right down a date. I want to accomplish this by this date. That way it's measurable, it's trackable. And then it needs to be heartfelt. Does this motivate me? Am I passionate about it? Never set a goal that you're not passionate about, because you're not going to accomplish it anyway, and you're just wasting time. Now, later in this message, we're going to look at six areas I want to encourage you to set goals this summer. Let's say between now and Labor Day, September 4th. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Set some faith goals. Now, here's what you do. You stop accusing and excusing. You surrender the dream to Jesus. You set some faith goals. And number four, how you get your ship out of the harbor is you start now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when things get better, not when I feel like it. You start now, as soon as you get home. And you don't wait any longer. You don't delay. And you stop procrastinating. Now, how many of us are good procrastinators? Come on, procrastination is good for the soul. Yeah. The rest of you are liars. Okay. Procrastination is my sin. It only brings me sorrow. I know I ought to start today. In fact, I will tomorrow. How many diets have started mañana? Mañana, tomorrow. Okay? No. So you start today. Now, here's a good example. Have you noticed that for 20 years, Congress has been delaying and debating resolving the energy crisis? And you've had two groups in Congress talking about, well, one saying we should drill more oil wells, and the other saying we need to develop alternative energy. And they debated and delayed those for 20 years. Has anybody ever thought, how about both? I mean, do we have any leaders who go, how about not one of the, how about both? We're not going to stop using oil overnight. So we got to figure out some other ways to develop it, but at the same time, developing new energy sources. I mean, it's not either or, stop debating, it's and. Does anybody not get this? And so as a result, they just keep debating it and debating it, and now we got $5 a gallon gas. Thank you. And they're saying, well, now if we start doing this now, well, we won't have the solution for 20 years. Well, we should have been saying that 20 years ago.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight, where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
There will never be an ideal time to get your ship out of the harbor. It's never going to happen. If you wait for a perfect time, it's never going to happen. Look at this verse. The Bible says this: if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. Ecclesiastes 11:4. Anybody want to give a testimony on that verse? Procrastination is fueled by perfectionism. I'm waiting for the perfect moment. It's never going to come. It's never going to come. If you say, you know, when things just get right, then we're going to start tithing. No, you're not. You're never going to do it if you keep waiting for the right time to start tithing. In fact, the best time is when you're in debt, because you want God's help to get out of debt. If you say, well, you know, here's the big one in Southern California: when things settle down. I hate to break the news to you, but they're never going to settle down. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. The world is getting faster, not slower. Compare life now to the Middle Ages. Everything is faster. Communication's faster. Learning is faster. Jobs, everything is faster. Cycles are faster. Things are not going to slow down. You're kidding yourself. And if you think, when things settle down, I'm going to spend more time with my kids. No, you're not. They're going to be old and grown and gone. Or when things settle down, I'm going to spend more time with my wife. No, no, you won't. It's never going to happen. Life has to be lived in less than perfect circumstances. If you're the kind of person that you only get romantic toward your husband or to your wife when you're on a desert or tropical island and there's no kids and the smell of plumeria is coming through the air and Don Ho's singing in the background and you've had a wonderful dinner and a massage and then you get frisky. Well, guess what? Your love life's gonna be dead. You gotta figure out how to love in the middle of stress, in the middle of less than perfect situations, in the middle of life as it goes on. Because the number of perfect situations in your life, you can count on one hand. It's not going to happen. So you have to start now. The Bible says if you wait for perfect conditions, you're never going to get your ship out of the harbor. Number five, this is a real important one. And a lot of people don't do this. You must select a partner to help. Now, select the right partner, not a wrong one, but the right one. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9, it is better to have a partner than to go it alone. Two are better than one. And so what you need to do is if you have a dream, you need to get somebody else involved in it. Get a friend, get a family. I would recommend somebody from your small group. Get somebody to share your dream with, who will encourage you and work with you. Everybody needs a partner. Success is almost never a one-man show. Almost never. There is all of the great accomplishments in history have had a great team. Even if one person kind of took the lead on it, every great accomplishment has had a great team. I mean, just think about all the great partners. Lennon had McCartney to write all those great songs. Lewis had Clark to do all those great expeditions. Gilbert and Sullivan. Ben had Jerry. I mean, well, what if it was just Ben's ice cream? I mean, really, it'd probably be half as good, you know? Somebody had to be the fat boy to taste it, you know, and say, that really tastes good. But think of all the great, you know, the great teams in history. Sonny and Cher, Bonnie and Clyde, you know, Warren and Holiday, Warren and Cruin. I mean, what, you know, think of the great, great teams in history. Ricky and Lucy. I mean, even Ken had Barbie. Heckle had Jekyll. Regis had Kathy Lee. And whoever that new one is, I don't know. But, Calvin had Hobbes. I mean, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. He wasn't alone. Nobody does it alone. And your ship's not going to get out of the harbor, unless you have a partner. But get the right one. It's a good time to begin a new life with Jesus. To begin a new life with Jesus. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you haven't said yes to Him, now's the time. Now, some of you have been coming to Saddleback for weeks or months, maybe even years. And your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend, your other friend, they know the Lord, but you haven't ever stepped across the line. The Bible says this. Talks about people who are afraid to be born. They're afraid to be born physically, afraid to be born spiritually. He says they have an opportunity to live again, but they're like a baby who's about to be born but won't come out of its mother's womb. At some point, you have to make the decision, I'm stepping out into the real world. I'm going to open my life to Jesus Christ. I'm going to say yes to you, Lord. Now, God has been patient with you. Look at the next verse. The Bible says, God is patient for your sakes. He doesn't want to destroy anyone, but He wants all people to have an opportunity to turn to Him and to change the way they think and act. So look on our Lord's patience as the opportunity He is giving you to be saved. Now, I don't want to be maudlin or anything about it, but the truth is, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, much less next week, next month, or next year. We're really skating on thin ice. You know, freak accidents happen all the time. You never know when your ticket's going to be punched, when your time on earth is up. You don't know. And only a fool would go through life totally unprepared for something he knows is inevitable. You're going to die and face God. So settle it today. Finally, number six, it's a good time to share Jesus with others. It's a good time to invite friends over for a barbecue. It's a good time to invite friends to church. Share Jesus with people who don't know the Lord yet. Now, the Bible says this, be wise in the way that you act with people who are not believers. Make the most of every opportunity. Always be kind and pleasant. That means even with people you disagree with, people of other religions, people who are atheists, the Bible says you always be kind and pleasant so you'll be able to answer everyone in the way you should. Make the most of every opportunity. Go home, set some goals, and make your life count. Get the ship out of the harbor. Let's bow our heads. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, would you pray this prayer? Jesus, today I want to accept you into my life. I've been waiting. I've been thinking. I've never really stepped across the line. And today I want to put my trust in you. I want to know for sure that if I died tonight, I'd go to heaven. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to trust you. And so today I'm just simply saying yes. I don't understand it all, but I'm saying yes. I'm in. I want to trust you as my Savior. I ask you to forgive my sins and come into my life. With their heads bowed, if you just now prayed that prayer, congratulations. God heard you. Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful church that we are privileged to be a part of. And as we face uncertain days ahead, we're not going to pull into the harbor and batten down the hatches and shrink and wait out a tough time economically. We're going to move ahead. We're going to help people who are hurting. And we're going to be an aircraft carrier where people come and land and refuel for their mission in the world. And I pray for every person listening today, would you bless them this week? As we set goals, as we serve you, as we surrender our dreams to you, as we start now, as we stop accusing, excusing, as we select partners, help us to make our lives count. In your name we pray. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Thanks for listening today. You know, honestly, I never paid much attention to my health until I had a little epiphany a few years back when I baptized over 800 people in a single day by immersion. Now, looking at myself and everybody that I was baptizing, it was real clear that we all needed to get healthy. So I put together a team of nationally known doctors to help me develop a program for our church. I called it the Daniel Plan, based on the passage in the book of Daniel, where Daniel has a contest with King Nebuchadnezzar on who can be the healthiest. The Daniel Plan is centered on five essentials that will help you become healthier: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. There are a lot of diet plans out there that deal with food and fitness, but the secret sauce in the Daniel Plan is focus, learning to have your mind renewed, friends, learning to grow in community, and faith, trusting God's power rather than willpower. You know, we found that when individuals addressed health issues in each of these key areas, they are transformed. In fact, in the first year of the Daniel Plan, over 15,000 people from 190 countries participated, and the results were life-changing. In fact, our own church, Saddleback Church, lost over a quarter of a million pounds in 1 year. Can you imagine that? What did it do for our church? It increased our energy. We started sleeping better. It reduced our need for medication. The whole church was healthier. Now, the Daniel Plan has recently been released in a book format, and I want you to have a copy of this book today so you can start getting healthier now. And I'll send you a hardcover copy of the Daniel Plan book as a very special thank you for your gift to this ministry. When you give financially to support Daily Hope Ministries, I want to send you this book. It's hot off the press, called The Daniel Plan. You know that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry. Thank you for your support. It allows me to continue to share these teachings with people who haven't heard the gospel and are hearing it some for the very first time.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.